Offensive coordinator Jed Fish taking a close look at the offensive line. It's a group trying to gel headed into week 7. The 0-6 Jaguars welcome the 3-2 Browns this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work. Week 7 is underway just outside of Everbank Field. Blake Bortles tied the franchise record for rookie passing yardage in a game with 336 yards last week against Tennessee. But two key second-half turnovers cost the Jaguars in that game. His interception in the third quarter and a Cecil Shorts the third fumble in the fourth while driving deep into Titans territory. Those are the most glaring things that can ruin a long, sustained drive. But there's an emphasis this week on cleaning up the overall game on offense.
Gus has been big all week on, you know, the attention, the detail, and the little things. And, you know, those are obviously the things that finish drives. You know, a missed block here, a missed throw here, whatever. You know, you kind of, those things stick out when you start getting close. And so those are obviously the things we got to tighten up and improve on.
Some other notes from Wednesday. A couple of Jaguars out today. Running back Toby Gerhart, defensive end Andre Branch working on the bike during practice. As we mentioned off the top, offensive line of focus this week, run blocking and pass protection, looking for improvement on both sides. Running backs averaging under 48 yards per game, and Bortles sacked 6 times last week. And the Jaguars defense is second in the league with 19 sacks. Only Detroit has more with 20. This Cleveland team has run heavy, though, and this Jags defensive front prides itself on being able to stop the run. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Turnovers were a topic today, certainly on offense. Blake Bortles has 7 picks this year, and that number's got to slow down a little bit, right?
Well, it does, but at the same time, if you've watched him play, he had 2 interceptions in the second half against the Colts. But since then, you don't get the idea, as Tom Coughlin liked to say once, that he has a callous disregard for the ball.
Okay.
It's not like he's flinging the ball downfield and just hoping. They're throwing a lot. They're behind. And he doesn't look like a kid who's going to be a 32-interception season kind of guy. Obviously, it's got to get better. It's got to come down a little bit. But it doesn't feel like that's out of control.
You know, that kind of leads into another topic today, and that's finishing drives for this Jaguars team. They have a lot of yardage, a lot of long, sustained drives, but not a lot of points to show for.
Well, and one point to make that Clay Harbor made on Monday when I talked to him, even the first interception on a drive that didn't finish against Tennessee, Clay had a chance to make a play. Jordan Thomas had a chance to make a play downfield that Blake put the ball on the money on. So, again, probably not all on Blake Bortles there, but they did talk about finishing today. And Jed talked a lot about, look, we have to finish. It's been an emphasis with Gus. And they've been getting the ball inside the 50, been doing okay once they get to the red zone. But then there have been cases where they've gotten close. They've had opportunities to maybe go up bigger against Philly to get some game-turning, momentum-turning type touchdowns and haven't quite done that. So with a young offense, young quarterback, kids all over the place, a wide receiver, that's the process, and it's what we're seeing them go through. It's kind of the reality of where they are this season.
And with that happening on offense, the defense has been a bend but don't break kind of deal the last couple of weeks for them. This is a situation, though, where Cleveland comes in, mm-hmm. and they like to run the ball, and they're very good at it, 3rd in the league in rushing.
Well, they're good at it, and they're persistent with it. You know, they're not going to get away from it. If it doesn't work early, if they have a couple of 1-yard runs and punts, they're not going to stop running. The danger for this defense right now is they've given up some plays, a lot of plays, where they've been sucked in a little bit, and then you go over the top to the tight end. We've all seen that. That's what Cleveland likes to do. So that's the danger the Jaguars face this week. They're going to have to stop the run. At the same time, you come back, and later in the game, they're going to have to deal with what has been an Achilles heel so far.
Well done, John. Busy week. Got to get one this week.
It's going to be a good one.
Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. With such a young group, pressure to perform should not create anxiety.
On Monday, I asked for your patience, and I meant that. The Jaguars are on the right road because they have their quarterback. To think there's a quick fix is madness. It just keeps this hamster wheel turning in the wrong direction. Give them some time. Now, that's not the message today. In fact, today's message isn't really for you. It's for the players. See, it's okay to drop the rookie thing and start playing like a young veteran. In fact, this week will be the 11th game of the season going back to August, which would put you at about the end of the college season. In other words, this is your first season, but you're not a rookie anymore. You know the routine, and you should know your job. If you don't, then you need to pick it up in the film room and on the practice field. The NFL has famously been called the not-for-long league, and if you didn't already know that, you're already behind the curve. The quiet truth is that if you don't perform and perform above expectations, they'll find someone who will. So catch the ball or make the tackle, hold the blocker, see the chance for the cutback that wasn't supposed to be there, then score. Gus Bradley doesn't believe in creating anxiety. He doesn't think it benefits anyone. But he does believe in pressure. And at 0-6, it's building. So on Sunday against the Browns, in front of your loyal and diehard fans, do something extraordinary and forcibly turn this thing in the right direction. We're all counting on you. No anxiety, just a little pressure.
Thank you, Brian. The Jaguars continue prep for the Cleveland Browns on Thursday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.